This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zenta Astars. Theater has the unique ability to deepen our understanding of people whose life experiences are different from our own. It allows us to step into their lives for a brief moment. Theater can also be an agent of social change by addressing difficult issues. Laura K. Henderson is the founder of Queer Theater Kalamazoo, representing the LGBTQ plus community. Mickey Moses is a playwright for the Black Arts Cultural Center's Face Off Theater Company. We begin with Henderson.
Queer Theater, also known as Queer Theater Kalamazoo, came about in 2013, and we were trying to create space not specifically for LGBT individuals, but a space where everyone can feel safe if they don't fit, say, the heteronormative. So queer for us is kind of an umbrella term for every letter you identify with or allies as well. But then we also wanted it to be a focus on queer works with queer storylines.
All right. And what about Face Out, Mickey?
We started about 5 years ago, and when we came up with the name, we were trying to, one of our goals as an organization is to try and mirror our community in some sort of way, both mirror our community and also challenge it. And so we came up with the idea of Face Off because it was the idea of taking off the mask and kind of getting to the real issues and the real things going on in our community and amongst ourselves. It's about being vulnerable and being open. And that was one of the things, one of the goals that we wanted for our organization.
So it sounds to me like both of you are coming from a theater that is readily taking on social issues, and maybe even we can call it activism. So I'm wondering if you can both talk to that on how you approach that. Is that a goal or a mission of your theater? And how do you handle those things?
For Queer Theater Kalamazoo, we definitely use what we call equality entertainment, or artivism, you could call it, activism through art. The idea for us is to create a story that embeds these issues in a safe space that is separated from an audience so they can process those issues without necessarily being confronted directly with them. You could have a lecture at a university on equality and the need to address bullying in schools, and you'll get a handful of people that might attend. But if you put on a play, say, that has those same storylines, we'll reach hundreds of people for people coming to, quote, see a play that also happens to be based on social issues.
As primarily a writer, I'm a big believer in telling stories, you know, where you see statistics or you see news stories, but they don't go as deep. And I think if we ever want to achieve change, we have to get people to put a face on a story. And that's where I think theater comes in very strongly. You add that face, you give a life story, and hopefully people walk away with a chance to think. How do you approach social issues, Mickey?
I think for us, it's a huge part of our season choices. We always, when we try and pick our shows, we want it to be something that would be entertaining, but we also want it to be something that also says something about the world that we live in, about the groups that are being depicted in the piece. We want to challenge people to get them to think about what they just saw. During a lot of our shows, we choose to do a talk back after each of our shows.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah. So that we can have a conversation with the audience about what they just saw. And part of the conversation is them just giving their response, their initial reactions to it, but we also try and give questions that can kind of bring up some of the things, the real world issues that are taking place in the piece. So sometimes even if it's not something that's obvious, we can point it out to them and sort of show, you know, like, here is something that we see happening in this story that also is happening to, you know, lots of people in our community. And what do you guys think about that? What are you going to do with that information now?
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zenta Astars. Mickey Moses talks about gauging reactions from the audience at Face Off Theater.
It especially is helpful during the talkbacks when we can have like these really kind of interesting conversations about what we just saw and what people got from it and where they were going with it. And yeah, we'll see that during those things. And then also, I mean, even like we just closed our show, Amazing Grace, which was a youth show, and just hearing the kids' responses about like one of the things that the piece is about is the importance of storytelling. And we asked the kids that were in the audience, like, why are stories important? And through the, you know, through what they saw, someone was like, oh, because stories can make you feel good about yourselves. And like they got there that from seeing the play. So, yeah, I think it's just a matter of it comes up a lot in our talkbacks.
How do you go about choosing what you put on the stage? Maybe in terms of actors, in terms of are they local playwrights?
At Queer Theater, we do try to focus more on new works, be it local playwrights or nationwide playwrights. But we try to give a voice to those who don't traditionally have one. It's really tough to get your works into, say, Farmer's Alley or the Civic, you know, places that do really well-known works, and they do it well. But for the standby playwright who's trying to get their foot in the door, or who's trying to tell a story that is not mainstream, that's one thing that we look at. And then we also look at, is it something we can produce within our budget, in our space, with, say, the capacity of actors that we do have. But first and foremost, we look at, is this a strong voice? Is it a strong message? And what can we take away from it? Is it something that will affect the audience? We've had a lot of connection, especially with LGBT youth who come in and they finally feel safe. It's a safe space where we can tell these stories, we can feel, we can identify with those that we're seeing versus it being a great story, but not something I can connect to. So you get allies. My daughter's a lesbian, say. And so now they're starting to understand what that means in terms of everyday life. Those are kind of the things that we look for.
Do you ever work together? Is there any collaboration coming up?
We do. We have a collab coming up in the fall. It's an installment of a series called Elle, which is written by Shantae Brown. She went to school here. She's from Detroit.
It began in 2010. Ah. So this has been an episodic theater troupe and theater storyline that has lasted for 9 years now. And this will be our 10th episode. And it really started as almost a fan fiction of The L Word, which was a really popular show before about this lesbian group in Hollywood. And it was before Orange is the New Black and something that every new, you know, young lesbian could try to connect to. But it was L.A. set. It was a totally different lifestyle. And so Shantae, geniusly, brought it to Kalamazoo. So the location settings were in Kalamazoo. The characters reflected the people that are in our community right here. And she has continued to develop it in a way that has constantly talked about different social issues in an entertaining way. And we are more than excited to be partnering up fully half and half with Face Off Theater in the fall.
I'm Zinta A. Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Laura K. Henderson of Queer Theater Kalamazoo and Mickey Moses of Face Off Theater. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.